Public comment. Yes. You can do it at the beginning or the end. One of them is an elected official.
I think we have a quorum here. So I'll call to order the Measure R Project Delivery Committee, and we'll have a roll call.
Director Wiesar?
Here.
Director Ridley Thomas? And Chair O'Connor?
Here.
So we do have a quorum.
Yeah.
Okay. And
you might want to just move fast.
Requests for general public input. Those are items not on the agenda. But first, we'll go over a little bit of agenda management. And I believe staff wanted to combine items 9 and 12 into one single report. So when we get to item 9, we'll combine 9 and 12. And I'll look to staff. Any other changes? Is item 51 continue? Item 51 is going to be continued to another meeting. So combine again 9 and 12 under item 9 and then end on number 11. Okay, so then we have general public comment. We have four speakers, and we'll start with we have Keith Hanks, followed by Greg Freeman. First Keith Hanks, followed by Joe Garcia, followed by Greg Freeman, and then after Clyde Williams.
Good morning, Madam Chair and Commissioners. My name is Keith Hanks. I'm Chairman of the Foothill Extension of the Construction Authority for the Gold Line Extension. With me is Doug Tessiter, Vice Chair of our board. I think he stepped out to get a bagel, but I believe he'll be here shortly. We came here this morning particularly to acknowledge the effort and commitment your staff has shown over the past few months in working with our staff and developing the term sheets that we had hoped would have been reviewed by this committee today, item 51 on the agenda, in anticipation of moving them forward to the full Metro Board. We want to thank both staffs, yours and ours, for their hard work on the agreements and having them ready for consideration this month. Timing is important. The Construction Authority is moving forward with procurement for the design-build finance packages that comprise the iconic freeway structure and the 2A phase to Azusa. Late last year, we shortlisted 6 world-class teams to compete for the first package, which is the freeway structure.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Hanks.
Thanks so very much. And
yeah,
our thanks to the staff. That's what we came here to say. Thanks.
Great. Thank you very much. Mr. Councilmember Garcia, Monrovia. Welcome.
Madam Chair, good morning, members of the committee. Joe Garcia, council member for the City of Monrovia. Just wanted to echo Council Member Hanks's, disappointment in not being able to address you today. Our city has worked in concert with MTA staff and also with the Construction Authority in trying to come up with the necessary siting that would help move this project along. Naturally, our city is in support of moving forward with the project as soon as possible, and we urge you to eventually support these agreements that have been negotiated. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much. Greg Freeman? And then Dr. Clyde Williams.
Good morning. I'm Greg Freeman. I run the consulting practice for the Los Angeles County Economic Development Corporation. We did an economic impact study looking at the Metro Gold Line Foothill Extension Phase 2A. I've got a copy of the letter and copies of the study here for members of the board. What I actually wanted to mention today was that as the LADC, we're obviously interested in anything that improves the transportation system in Los Angeles and the additional job creation associated with these construction projects. Since the peak of the market in October 2007. The two-year period after that, the county's unemployment rate more than doubled to 12.5%, and we lost almost a quarter million jobs. The construction industry was hit particularly hard by the downturn, and that whether it's this particular project or any of the projects that Metro can get underway, any of them will have an important job creation effect in the region, but having them happen sooner rather than later, particularly towards the bottom of the cycle here, will be a welcome relief, particularly for the construction industry and particularly during the early stages of economic recovery. Thanks.
Thanks. Dr. Williams? Clyde Williams? No. Okay. I don't see anyone approaching. Okay. That concludes did you put
I put in a card for item 51, which is no longer on the agenda, and I'd like to speak
now. What's your
name?
Right. You can do general.
I'm Richard Slauson. I'm the executive secretary of the LA Orange County Building and Construction Trades Council. And I'm more than disappointed that this isn't moving forward or some action is being taken. And I'd like someone to explain why it keeps being put on hold. This project is vital to the economic development in the San Gabriel Valley and the County of Los Angeles. Representing the craft local unions and 140,000 craft families throughout Los Angeles and Orange County, who of which over 35,000 are now sitting on out-of-work lists. We have over 25% unemployment, not 12% unemployment. This will turn the economy around if we can get these projects started. When I saw this map this morning of the LA area not even being funded by federal dollars, I have to think that it's because we're delaying these projects and not moving them forward at the recommendation of the staff here at MTA. Now, it's more than disappointment. We've got people losing their homes and not being able to put their kids through school anymore.
We want to be fair with the
so
time.
Something needs to happen.
Thank you, sir. Okay, folks, and we're all, the purpose of the Measure R Committee is to accelerate the projects. As you all know, though, we're in a deep recession. Do we have one more public speaker? Who are you?
Tommy Falvai. I filled out a speaker card for item 51.
Okay, I'll finish after you're done. Why don't you take a minute?
Okay. All right, Tommy Falvai representing IBEW Local 11. I just wanted to introduce our current workers that's out of work, and you know they need jobs. This is all about jobs. I'm moving this forward. I'm really disturbed and disappointed about this project being delayed and not moving forward. We have to move forward on these particular projects because it means putting food on the table for their families and putting these apprentices back to work and journeymen's back to work. Thank you.
Thank you. And I'll just finish my statement. And that's what we're all working towards. Project Measure R Committee is to accelerate projects throughout Los Angeles County. But the dilemma we all face, as you all know, is the recession, the economy, and getting an understanding of what the projections and budget projections that were made when Measure R was passed, what it would yield, and what the reality is today. So we need to do our due diligence to scrutinize. So I'm just assuming that the staff is doing, we're doing due diligence. We want to get every project moving as quickly as possible, but we need to make sure we have the secure footing. And asking if, I assume we're going to get a little bit more data back and get that analysis and then be really confident when we move ahead with this and other projects. So I know it's difficult. We all want to get that shovel in the ground as soon as possible, and we're working towards that. But thanks for coming, and we will obviously, this will be ongoing as we try to accelerate a number of projects. So with that, we're going to move to item number 5, which is has to do with the Regional Connector Draft Environmental Impact Study Report. And we have 4 speakers on that. Why don't we quickly go to the speakers, 1 minute each. And if you could say it quickly, because Councilmember Weezer needs to leave for his council meeting, and we would like to get to this so he could participate. Arnold Sachs, followed by Dr. Williams, Tommy Favey, and Malcolm Klugman. Mr. Sachs, are you up here? Okay, is it Mr. Williams here? Tommy Favey, did I get that name right? Do you want to speak on this one? Okay. The Regional Connector, and then Malcolm Klugman.
Tommy Favai, representing IBEW Electrical Workers, Los Angeles area. I just wanted to recommend that this proposal move forward on construction. We are wholeheartedly supportive of this project, and we would love to have this project move forward. We have high unemployment. We need our workers to be out working on these particular jobs and making wages and earning really good benefits for their families. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And Malcolm Klugman.
I want to repeat that I've said before that the regional connector, that it's everyone knows that it is now possible to live in Long Beach and work in Pasadena. But nobody's dumb enough to have thought that they could only take one train that would take them from to Pasadena. They know they're going to have to change trains. This regional connector is a billion. It's going to provide jobs. You can do a lot of things to provide jobs. But what about this streetcar idea, Mr. Huizar's idea? Why don't you do the streetcar to connect people from the 7th and the blue line over here to the gold line and the red line, and then you don't have to spend $1 billion building this Fakakta connector thing that you don't need.
Okay, thank you. That concludes the public input on this item, and why don't we have a staff report?
Yes, Madam Chair. This item 5, is to approve one additional build alternative for studying the regional connector draft environmental impact study report. It adds a Little Tokyo Variations 1 and 2 for a fully underground alternative grade separating at First Street and Alameda. I'll ask staff Diego Cardoza and Dolores Roy Balsa-Torelli to do a very quick report for you.
I'm just going to pass on to Dolores to do the report.
Good morning. Regional Connector connects the Gold Line, Expo, and Blue Line through downtown, provides a one-seat ride for travel across the county. Currently, to travel from Pasadena Gold Line to Staples Live, you have to transfer Trice, Union Station, and 7th and Metro. With the Regional Connector in place, you can make that same trip without transferring or getting off the train. Currently, we have two alternatives that we're studying, an at-grade emphasis alternative as well as an underground emphasis alternative. Since July of 2009, we've had over 60 community meetings over specific issues regarding the project. We've developed a working group with the Little Tokyo community. We've worked extensively with the Nikkei development as well as the Nishi Temple on First and Bigness. What we heard is a support for the system connectivity, support for grade-separated LRT connecting 7th Street Metro, Little Tokyo Community Arts District Station, and strong concerns over environmental quality of life and steps needed to be looked at to mitigate for these impacts. What we're asking today is to include an additional alternative, which is essentially the same thing as the underground emphasis that we're currently studying, except for instead of being at grade at First and Alameda, we're underneath First and Alameda. With this aerial, you see that in the office depot, we would be adding a station. We would keep the tracks underneath First and Alameda and providing portals on Alameda and First Street to connect to the Gold Line. Characteristics of the alternative, First and Alameda would be fully grade separated. The intersection would operate as it does today. There would be portals on First and Alameda. It would add a fourth station to make that connectivity. There is a cost estimated at $200 to $300 million more. Staff would be looking at mitigating these cost increases, being very aggressive about reassessing through value engineering as well as the cost effectiveness of four stations for this alternative. Benefits of the regional connector, it connects two regional lines throughout the county. It connects downtown, which is still the highest employment density. What it does for the ridership across the region increases it from 18% to 5%. It would provide 90,000 daily project trips. Cost effectiveness is still at $20.38 with this additional alternative. It would save essentially 30% in terms of time. Next steps, upon approval, we would include it in the draft environmental document. We would continue to work with the Little Tokyo community as well as the rest of the stakeholders. We will be holding a series of community meetings in April, and we anticipate the release of the document in the summer.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, committee members, we have a recommendation to approve the additional build alternative for the study in the regional connector draft environmental impact study report. Do you have questions or do we have a motion? Okay, we have a motion by Supervisor Yaroslavsky, second by Director Huizar, and then without objection, that motion passes.
Very well done.
Six.
Yes, Madam Chair. Staff is stepping up real quick. Item six is a receive and file item on State Route 2, the terminus at Glendale Boulevard. We've been working very hard with the community, and we need to update you on some things. We've got some great items that are happening. I have with me Robin Blair, who will, again, Robin, quickly go through the presentation.
Great. The reason we're bringing to this issue to the Measure R committee is not because of Measure R funding, but because we're using the same process to expedite this project as we are using in others. This is just to give you an update. We will be back several times as we go forward per the request that was made when we gave the when we received the recommendation to expand the contract for Jones and Stokes. We just want to let you know that we have extended their contract to allow for the hybrid alternative to be put into the final the draft environmental document in preparation for a final before Caltrans. We'll be meeting with the community on a monthly basis to make sure that the input that was requested at the time is incorporated into these hybrid changes. And after that, we'll get to Caltrans, hopefully, to get it into construction as soon as possible. As a matter of time, I'm not sure that you want a 5-minute presentation, but I can give you an overview if that's helpful, Chair.
Committee members, do you need a little bit more information or do you want to move forward? Well, I'm not getting. Go on quickly.
All right, I'll give it. Let's do the slideshow.
Oh, well, maybe.
Okay. I think we got it here.
It's right there.
Okay. This one?
The third one. The third one.
Good. Okay.
We do have it in front of us. So I...
Okay. Just the existing conditions again. This is a long issue, a very old issue. This was the original terminus of State Route 2 into the Glendale Boulevard area. The community has asked for modifications to this terminus as it was the anticipated point at which the freeway would continue south to the 10 freeway. The process has gone on for literally more than 20 years. We have come to a final conclusion, hopefully, which is to have a hybrid alternative which allows for modifications for the community purposes, allows for some improvements that will aid the community in their quality of life while preserving the capacity and movement of traffic through the region. Without going into detail, there are a series of small changes as well as some major ones. The small ones are primarily dealing with pedestrian and bicycle access and how that might be improved. The major ones are how the freeway actually exits into Glendale Boulevard, including some traffic calming to avoid some of the high-speed exiting onto Glendale. Right now, we're looking at completing the environmental document in the winter of 2010. We'll also try and begin very quickly a PE, engineering, along with in cooperation with Caltrans and a working team there, to get this ready to construction as quickly as we can. That is the goal. It is certainly one of the ambitions also of the Congressional Office, which is working closely with us, including their seeking additional funds to complete the actual construction. We do have enough funds already previously approved under a federal earmark to continue with the engineering and some potentially partial construction or demolition, but we will need the earmark from the Congressional Office for the final construction. It kind of concludes us. Okay.
Thank you. Okay, so that concludes item number six. So we have one public input, which is Mr. Williams. Is Mr. Williams here to speak on this?
Dr. Clyde Williams, 4115 Barrett Road, El Sereno, Northeast LA. This is the terminus of Route 2. Actually, it's not it's terminus of the freeway portion of Route 2. Route 2 continues on to Sunset Boulevard and to the 405, where SR2 was originally going to go. So why did it stop? One of the questions. This particular one also talk about the hybrid. One of the aspects, there was a lot of community input, and how much support does the community actually give to the hybrid? Have the neighborhood councils came out for it? I don't know. I don't believe so. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, that concludes public input. This is a receive and file status report, so I don't think we need a motion. Well, take a motion to receive and file. There's a second? Okay, without objection. I just want to go over a little agenda management. Again, because we've had some folks who just joined us. Items number 9 and 12 will be combined, and we had public input on item 51, which staff asked to be continued. I don't know if we're going to continue it, but if there are any comments folks need to make about it.
Madam Chair, I was under the impression from Mr. Leahy. Is Mr. Leahy here? Is he going to be here? Okay, I was under the impression that this was going to be put over a month, but I guess there's some objection to putting it over a month.
Well, I think that was what
yeah,
we
but,
were doing.
Yeah, but we can't put it over a month for the whole board, and I'm just concerned that there's not a consensus of opinion as to how to proceed. I didn't want to go into this because if I can just make a general comment about this, I received this report at 3:00 yesterday afternoon. It's a very complicated and, frankly, convoluted report. And what was actually more surprising than the fact that I got a report of that complexity less than 24 hours before a committee meeting that was to discuss it was that neither the CEO of the agency, and I'm told Mr. Taylor nor Mr. Failing knew all of the provisions that were in this report and, more importantly, in the term sheet. And this, to me, is this isn't about the gold line. We're all going to support the gold line. The question is, what is number one? Is a process question. I will not accept a report of this kind to be dropped on me a day before a meeting is to be held. It's unacceptable. And then it's particularly unacceptable when the people whose signature is on this can't explain what's in it and didn't know certain things that were in it. So I'm not, you know, somebody said, well, you know, it's one of those things. It's not one of those things. This is a staff's responsibility. If you can't get a report to the board staff and to the board members a week ahead of time, then you don't rush it onto an agenda. And the only thing that rushing it and jamming it onto an agenda means to me is suspicion. Why is it being jammed? Why is it being rushed? And then when you read it, you have a lot of reasons to be suspicious about it. Because this thing it goes far beyond anything we've ever discussed as a board. It goes far beyond the LRTP. It's committing us to funding phase two to Claremont of the Gold Line. We've never discussed, phase two is not a Measure R project, or whatever you call the Azusa to Claremont segment. It's not a Measure R project. It's only funded to $810 million. $810 million won't get you to, you know, past Azusa. So there are all kinds of things in here that just boggle my mind that this was dropped and jammed on us okay. The way it was.
Okay.
So that's the general comment.
Right.
The last thing, Madam Chair, I will respect your management of the agenda. I was hoping that we could take a month to get. It may be that I'm misreading this. It may be that there's stuff in here that needs to be fixed. Let's do it in a calm atmosphere over the next 30 days. Nobody's trying to hold up the project. I don't think this has poses any jeopardy to the procurement at the Gold Line Authority. But let's do this. We're not going to get it done in a rational way between now and next Thursday. We're not going to have a debate, an intelligent debate at the board. You know how the board operates. This is the committee that should have it. If there's going to be an in-depth discussion, it should start here. And give us the time to familiarize ourselves with it. I think Mr. Leahy suggested that the bridge portion, that we could move the bridge portion forward so that they could get going on that. I don't know if that helps the situation at all. I have no objection to that. The bridge, everybody knows the bridge has to be built. But let's, you know, let's not jam each other on this sort of thing. So that's my
okay. Right, I have a list, of folks. Okay, we're just going to take a few moments because this is we're talking about the process. We're talking about the process for the Measure R committee and how it fits in with the board, etc. You wanted to say a few words.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would request that this be put over for 30 days, so that we can sit and go through the issues one by one, in an atmosphere of calm and figure out. You know, if there are concerns, what might we do about those? What what might we change? I would suggest then that we go back to the Gold Line Authority and discuss those issues with them. We are, you know, guilty here of being overly enthusiastic. We were trying very hard to get this thing ready for this meeting. As a consequence, the director is correct. It was agreed to very late and therefore delivered very late. I think we're just better off to defer it for 30 days and allow us to go through and have those discussions.
Okay, Director Tom Ridley Thomas, Supervisor, did you want to say a word?
Thank you, Madam Chair. It is not unusual to get a report on a matter of import in a condensed amount of time. So that isn't a precedent-setting experience. If there are things being recommended that are in some ways out of sync with the direction, the sense of the board as a whole as to where this particular effort was going, I'd like for those things to be specified, Madam Chair. And then the last thing I guess I would want to say is whether or not it's the collective wisdom that delay, whatever period of time you might call it, is costly in one way or another to the project. Those would be my questions and concerns for right now, and would appreciate some feedback to that effect from the CEO, Madam Chair. Through
and you. Maybe we could very briefly, because we've continued this. It's not agendized. We're talking a bit about the process. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about the process?
It is not agendized.
We continued it at the beginning. And it's been continued. Staff asked it to be continued for 30 days.
I do not believe there's any impact on the ultimate project if we delay 30 days. What we're seeking to do here was to develop an agreement with Foothill that would specify obligations, deliverables, obligations on our part as well as theirs. And so there are some issues there which would benefit from discussion with the Board of Directors.
Are they big issues?
What we're suggesting here is a much more detailed definition of obligations and responsibilities than we've had in the past. And the reason for that is there's a large amount of money involved, but what we wanted to do was to make sure that we had a clear understanding about what the project was, what the schedules were, what was the payment for making disbursements of money to the authority, issues of that type.
And I would add to that issues of where the money is going to come from, because there's a lot of unanswered questions in this report.
Okay, guys, we're going to conclude this.
I think this is rather important, and respectfully, there's been a lot of conversation emanating from one director, and it would seem to me only reasonable and or fair that other directors have an opportunity to...
I just want to point out, this is about process, and we as an agency really have to be concerned about process. I'm the chair of this committee. I did not know about this item. I actually am going to go back and look at the 90-day rolling agendas. I want to see, has this been on the 90-day rolling agendas? You know, did we know that this was coming? I don't necessarily think it's been on that agenda. So I think we have to be careful about using the word delay, because it hasn't been on the radar screen. Now, the purpose of this committee is to accelerate projects, but it's not to accelerate them. Somebody has an idea and just say, go do it. We need to take the rigor to make sure the questions are asked. So I don't believe this was on the 90-day rolling agenda. Was it, Mr. Leahy?
I don't know.
Right. I think it probably wasn't. This came on quickly on this agenda. We're not delaying.
Also was not.
We're not delaying anything. We're trying to move it forward, but we don't necessarily have all the, we want to have a staff to have the ability to start answering the questions that have been raised, that we have a deliberative process that's reasonable to address to get the responses and to address it, and that will take a few weeks. That does not, though, necessarily delay the project. We're all working to accelerate it. Did you have something to say?
The director asked me if it was on the 90-day rolling agenda. I believe it's been on the 90-day rolling agenda. I don't think it was on there 90 days ago. I believe it would have been put on post 90 days ago. I've been in the job 35 days, so I know it's been on for about 34 days.
I respect the point that you are making, and I simply wish to suggest the following. We shouldn't be speculating as to whether something was or was not on the appropriate agenda, 90, 60, 30, whatever the case may be. That would be the first point that I want to make, and I acknowledge the point that you said you've been here 35 days in this assignment. But if not you, someone should know and know definitively. The second point I want to make is simply this. The questions that have been raised, Madam Chair, about the content of the report, although claims have been made that they haven't thoroughly been reviewed, the question suggested there have been somewhat of a thorough review. If there is validity to the concerns raised, I want to know how we have essentially an unvetted report such that such questions would necessarily be asked in earnest.
Well, I think you can probably agendize that with the appropriate committee about process. You know, I'll just take my turn to conclude this discussion.
Madam Chair, I'm simply raising another question.
Right. Yes.
And respectfully?
That's my question, too.
I know that you are raising certain aspects of the question. I'm really... which was more substantive. I'm really asking a question, Madam Chair.
Well, we can turn to staff on that. I'll just quickly give my opinion. I think, in general, I think staff strives to do good work, always. I think part of the whole public process and the way we are convened, both at our councils and our supervisorial, whatever position we hold, is that process where somebody makes their best effort, puts it out. That's why we have oversight, to raise those issues. You know, whether those issues get raised sometimes ahead of time when something, you've had it before, where a report is issued and staff gets enough questions from enough people that they may say, we want to be able to fully answer this. We need more time. I think as part of the process, we will all have to judge the staff in our own way as whether we think they jump too soon or not. But frankly, this is an open process. This is a public process. This is part of the public process. This is a fair discussion to have. And for us to be even talking about process, too.
I appreciate it, Madam Chair. I just don't think anyone appreciates surprises.
Absolutely. And I think we're all having different surprises. My surprise was that it was on an agenda. I didn't even get the report, but 24 hours ahead of time. So I don't think we need to take any more time, frankly, talking about process. We've raised issues here. I'm sure staff has heard us, both in terms of the timing of getting the kinds of information, and moving forward. Okay, if you can keep it short, we have visitors to our committee. Mr. Fasana.
Yes, so thank you for the visit. I just want to indicate that what's being contemplated with the goal line is fully vetted in terms of the long-range transportation plan that was adopted, the motion that was made. In terms of phase 2A and phase 2B, I would also acknowledge that the agreement contemplates construction of 2A and maybe some environmental work on 2B. I would ask that this item go for 1 week. And if people have concerns with the items that are there, to get them vetted and get them out there now so we can maintain faith with the voters, maintain faith with the procurement efforts that are underway at the construction authority, and to keep this thing moving forward. If there are showstoppers, we can go 30 days, but I think we should be working with the goal of the full board meeting getting this done next Thursday.
Okay, well, we earlier in the meeting, staff asked to be continued 30 days. That's what we... in effect, agreed to.
Madam Chair, I didn't agree to that. Let me ask something of you, if it would be appropriate to have the Chief Executive Officer in the context of the next board meeting to bring forward a report that seeks to address the issues that have been raised by members of the committee to determine if those are major or minor issues for disposition of the body. You can do it in the context of his report or whatever way the chair might deem that it be agenda.
And that we turn to make sure to see, do you have the time to get that out, a full written report? Because I think it has to be daylighted to the public, not 24 hours at a time.
That's good.
Okay. But, Madam Chair, this isn't going to work. It's...
If the CEO can do it,
let's ask the CEO
needs to hear from us after we've reviewed this. Normally, the way this thing works, with all due respect, this is unprecedented, Mark.
No, it isn't.
Okay, guys, I'm going to...
Okay. Just simply isn't.
You're not going to argue here.
To the record.
No. Right. Mr. Ridley Thomas. Okay.
All I'm suggesting.
No, Mr. Yaroslavsky.
I withdraw that comment. Okay. let me just get to the point.
Back to chair, Mr. Yaroslavsky.
Hey, guys. I'm going to slap you both, you know.
At that point, all of us going to be respected.
She's got a new knee, so be careful.
Watch out. That's my cane. You can't have it.
I don't want you to have any weapons at your disposal.
Hey, Mr. Yaroslavsky, let's quickly about process.
You need to know, you need to review the report, which you haven't done. I'm talking to the CEO. I need to review the report. Maybe others would like to review the report and submit some questions to you for clarification. Much of this may be just a matter of clarification. Some of it that I was able to read last night is substantive. I don't think it's advisable. Today is Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday. We have a board meeting on Tuesday. Our board of supervisors, there's no way we're going to get all this done in a rational way. That's why I thought your suggestion, it's 30 days. It doesn't jeopardize a thing. And if it's a sign of gesture of good faith, if you want to move forward with the bridge funding, with the funding for the bridge, it's a difference in, see how this gets complicated. I'm fine with that. I think we'd all be fine with that. But I don't want, you've got a board meeting to prepare for next week, and this is only one of those items.
Anyway. Mr. Leahy.
Well, I'm not at all optimistic that we can achieve it in a one-week period. I add tomorrow we have a hearing in this room with Senator Boxer and Secretary LaHood that's going to consume the day. I think we need to spend some time on this and make sure that we have answered all of the issues so that we can go forward.
Okay, and then I also just want to point out, it needs to be issued in a timely fashion so that while we deliberate and we make a final decision, this is also something that the public needs to review and to have adequate time to review that, because they will be raising issues or questions too. So with that, we'll conclude the discussion on this item. Again, we want to respect the process, and this committee is, I believe all of you, from what I've heard from all of you, is that we want to accelerate projects. We're going to have disagreements on some of the details sometimes, but we want to have a full vetting of it. I think that we're, if anything, we're erring on the side of getting more information, but we will keep ourselves under the pressure to move it forward. And in a reasonable manner is a good agency and a thorough review. Okay, and our chair of the whole board, because he gets to deal with it ultimately.
I may regret this, but what I've been approached by several members, directors, and their staff, and they have basically reiterated what this committee has stated. But what I've asked them to do is to forthwith to be what did John Wooden say? Be quick, but don't hurry.
Uh-huh. Right.
Quick, but don't hurry with the reading of the term sheet, with any items that you're requesting clarification or objection on. What we do not want to do is nitpick the terms in a full board hearing, but we want to work as efficiently as we can at the staff level with our staff and the Gold Line Authority staff to resolve any issues, whether they're clarification issues, whether they're substantive issues. We want to get through and make sure we have an agreement that clearly reflects both agencies' desires in terms of the scope, the funding, the timing, et cetera. So we were talking 30 days. Don't wait 2 weeks. I'd like the discussion to take place as soon as possible. Our legal staff is ready. I ran into them in the hallway. They're more than ready to sit down and answer any questions, whether it's a legal interpretation or a clarity issue. They're ready to do that. So let's
sure.
Right. And just that, and as you point out, we don't want to have, if it comes to us prematurely, and it seems like it would devolve to nitpicking if this came in a week. And that doesn't serve the project at all. Well, so this would be coming back to the Measure R committee in March. Right. And then with the board. Okay. So with that, we have an aggressive agenda on this item and moving forward, and we look forward to a very thorough discussion on it. So
30 days.
And we'll come back to Measure R committee in March, and it will then at that point most likely go to the full board. Again, you know, we don't want to predict what will happen in the March meeting, but we're all set with that goal. Okay, folks, we'll move on to item 7. Item 7 has to do with entering into memorandum understanding with a self.
Yes, Madam Chair. Item 7 is an approval item to authorize the Chief Executive Officer to enter into a memorandum of understanding with South Bay City's Council of Governments in the amount of $401,505 for development of a Measure R Highway Implementation Plan. Measure R dollars are earmarked for the South Bay region and will be used for this effort. And it's also to authorize that those reimbursements not to exceed $46,400 retroactive to February 1st. So
I'm just going to point out for a minute that unless I have two other people sitting here, we are not going to be conducting any other business. So do I have any other committee members, or is this committee over? Members, guys, because I was going to say, I need attention if we're conducting business. Lose a quorum.
That is a present.
Yes, so otherwise I lose a quorum. Okay, do you want to continue with your report?
Yes, madam. So
hopefully you can be brief.
Staff would ask that you approve these recommendations, and we would be happy to dispense with a report if
thank you.
You're happy to take action.
Right, okay, we have two speakers, Mr. Sachs, Mr. Williams. Okay, I don't see either one of them. Okay, 1 minute, Mr. Williams. We need to move along.
Moving right along. Dr. Clyde Williams, El Sereno. Is this going to have a bond issue eventually? We're trying to figure out where it's going, because this is just trying to organize projects that should have already been organized, it seems, and a lot of consultancies. So we're interested in how this will relate, because will there be enough money in a timely fashion to implement them? So the first question is, are they going to consider a revenue bond issue on this one in order to facilitate and accelerate the various projects, which needs to be determined before you plan short, medium, and long-term projects? Thank you.
Hey, thank you. With that, I will make a motion that we authorize the staff report on item 7. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, then without objection, that item passes. Since it appears we're losing a quorum, I'm going to look to my members.
We're here.
Do you want to go ahead with the oral reports, or do you want to continue them? Okay, so that's what I was going to suggest. Is there any reason we need to have the receive and files of 8, 9, and 12 today?
No, ma'am. Item 8 is just a receive and file status report. We're more than happy to forego that at this point in time.
Okay. Then why don't we end quickly on item 11, which is a report from the Chief Executive Officer, if you have anything to add.
No, ma'am.
Okay. Then with that, the Measure R Committee is adjourned. And
item 9?
We are not taking item 9. We're continuing item 9. So we're continuing items 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. 11. So, and 12. So with that, we are adjourned, and we will, Measure R Committee will reconvene in March.
They got no time for receiving files today. They got no time for receiving files today. Mr. Plugman, how are you, sir?
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
I was here for the whole...